This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 104 for Thursday, October 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday, recovering from overnight losses as gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Prices up $5 to $13 at the close, November up $13.30 at $612.90 per ton. End user bargain hunting as Canadian canola remains attractively priced compared to most other global oilseeds contributed to the strength. The move back above $600 in the November contract was also supportive from a technical standpoint. Gains in European rapeseed were also underpinning the canola market today, although Malaysian palm oil was a bit softer. Increased farmer selling at the highs also kept a lid on the upside. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans had touched their lowest levels in 7 weeks in early trade, but bounced higher in sympathy with soy oil. Improving moisture conditions in Brazil and seasonal harvest pressure tempered the upside. November beans up 8 cents at $9.88 per bushel. The International Grains Council released updated world supply demand estimates today, raising their call for world soybean production this year to 421 million tons. That compares with the 395 million tons grown last year. Soybean carryout was also upped to 86 million tons from an estimated 72 million the previous marketing year. Corn, it's also stronger, but closer to unchanged, only up 2 cents in December at 406 and 3 quarters per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of nearly 200,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, with an additional 100,000 tons to unknown destinations. U.S. ethanol production of just over a million barrels per day was little changed in the latest weekly report, with supplies of the renewable fuel up slightly at 22.3 million barrels. The IGC left its call on world corn production unchanged, but raised its carryout estimate by 3 million tons, now at 279 million tons. That would still be down by 7 million on the year. Wheat up across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in December at 6.28 per bushel. Kansas City up 7 cents in December at 5.96 per bushel. And the Chicago soft wheat, it's up 4 cents in the December contract at 5.89 per bushel. Consultancy Sove Econ cut their call on Russia's wheat production to 81.5 million tons, citing poor yields in Siberia. That compares with 92.8 million tons grown last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.